As you face three musicians, look to your right. This is gallery number 14. Walk in and notice the bicycle wheel that is stuck inside a stool in the middle of the room. This piece is a third version of Bicycle Wheel, assembled in 1951 from the lost original of 1913 by Marcel Duchamp. Duchamp was part of one of the best-known and most influential movements of the 20th century, called Surrealism. Surrealism, which grew out of the cultural movement known as Dada during World War I, challenged the way we perceive the world and set out to break the so-called rules of art and undermine authority in all its guises with the aim of liberating the creative imagination. What is this piece made of? Are these materials made by the artist or by a manufacturer of bicycle wheels and wooden stools? Duchamp called these assemblages ready-mades. Found manufactured objects he considered as sculptures already made. If he altered the objects in any way, as he has done here with bicycle wheel and stool, he called these objects assisted ready-mades. For a moment, consider the two ready-mades apart, or as Duchamp would say, unassisted. What do you think of when you see a bicycle wheel, or wheels in general? What are bicycles used for? Now consider wooden stools. Why do you think the artist combined and assembled the bicycle wheel and the wooden stool together? How does this piece speak to the modernist impulse, in particular, the Dadaist, to use anything and everything in art? How does the piece relate to a modernist preoccupation with movement and speed and the machine? Pause the tour to record your thoughts and responses to these questions, and then consider a response to Duchamp's comment that he made the original bicycle wheel as a distraction, and that he enjoyed looking at it, just as he enjoyed looking at the flames dancing in a fireplace. Do you enjoy looking at the bicycle wheel? Why or why not? And how does Duchamp's rethinking of objects make it new?